Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
This is where you Shazam, right here. This is the song where you start Shazamming and it will allow you to vote.
Yeah, so Shazam then. Just so Shazam it.
Get your phone out. Now scroll over to the Shazam app.
We gotta wait.
I have like 4 pages of apps.
I'm sure you do.
Too. Hold on. We're gonna get to it. Hold on. Oh man, I'm gonna have to Shazam my headphones. Hold on. I'm Shazamming my headphones. Is it gonna work?
Yeah, everyone right now.
Radio, right?
Everyone's Shazamming right now with you. Yep.
Okay.
You're in.
If you Shazammed right now, you'd see Great Mate Debate and you can vote on today's Great Mate
Debate. Everyone's doing it.
All right, let's get Great Mate Debate ready here. Trish.
Yai.
And your man Kyle is here as well. Why don't you start, Trish, and tell us what's going on?
Okay. Well, currently I'm working a job that I really, really hate. My husband, Kyle, and I, we've talked about it. We've both agreed that I should quit. We're on the same page about that. So I'm about ready to give my 2 weeks' notice. But my husband was under the impression that once I quit, I would just be at home with our son, who's 14. But he's pretty self-sufficient. But I have a different idea. Right now, my family's in a little bit of an emergency situation. I have a younger sister who lives on the other side of the country, and she is due to have a baby in 6 weeks.
Oh.
And yeah, and she doesn't have anyone, no support system. She's not really financially in a good place. And it just seems like the timing is very right for this. I'm going to be quitting my job, and I proposed to my husband that I go and stay with my sister for about 3 months when she has the baby, and for about 3 months while she's, you know, nursing the baby and trying to get on her feet.
Dang. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
She doesn't, she doesn't have parents. She doesn't, the baby daddy's not in the picture. It's, you would be the only person helping her out.
Yes. No, there's no dad situation. It was, precarious to say the least.
Okay.
He's not, yeah, the dad is not in the picture.
Well, that works out perfect because you were going to quit your job anyway. So yeah, right?
Well, that's how I feel. I think it's a win-win. I mean, it's like the timing is right.
Okay.
Yeah, Kyle.
Kyle. We were going to try to introduce you, but it seemed like you weren't going to be able to wait any longer.
No,
so
I can't.
Okay. Why can't she go help your sister-in-law?
Yeah.
Look, we agreed on her quitting her job, which has been making her miserable. It's for the good of the whole family, but what good is the good of the family if it's not together? You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Like, I was, when we talked about this, we talked about her spending more time at home and spending more time with Dylan and with me, you know, like on the weekends. Like, we like to go and do things, and it's something I look forward to, you know, and if she's gone, then I'm going to be having to pick up the slack, you know, taking him to ball games, and, you know, it's going to be hard on us.
Kyle, first question that I want to ask you, and I'm trying not to pick sides. Do you believe, I know it would be tough for her to go away for 3 months. Do you believe it would be 3 months on and gone, or what do you think she might end up staying longer?
Well, she said, you know, I mean, she said about 3 months, but we have a kid. We know how these things go. Like, time.
There's no determination. I mean, if she needs help after that, then that's what, you know, I mean, it's flexible. If I'm not working a job, I don't have to be back at exactly 3 months. You know what I mean?
But you're still.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm afraid of.
Mm-hmm. You're still, you know, I mean, wife, though, right? I mean, do you
need to be able to count on my wife being here, you know?
Wife and a mom.
Well, my sister needs to be able to count on her one of her only family members that can help her. That's what family does. That's what being married is about.
Yeah, and you guys'
kid. Well, I mean, we can send her a few bucks, and she can.
Move her to you guys.
Her she's the one that messed up. She's the one that got knocked up and doesn't know.
Okay.
Ooh, there it is.
Yeah. Wow.
I know that's not okay.
So if her man thing had like passed away or something, that'd be okay. But because she doesn't have a man thing, and because the pregnancy is under, Kyle? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I love her sister. I do. But she made a mistake, and she needs to face it.
And you don't want to sacrifice to help that out.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, like with Trish quitting her job, it's things are not going to get any easier financially. Like, we can do it, but if I'm having to support her halfway, all the way across the country at the same time, then it just doesn't make sense.
Dang.
She's gonna have to find work out there or something.
Okay. So,
you know what? No one should pass judgment on anybody. Do you know? I mean, my sister is in a situation and she just needs help. There's kindness, and you show somebody that you love kindness.
Okay. 3 months is your version of 3 to 6 months. Can you say, Trish? I mean, I wish Kyle hadn't said that, because I feel like the listeners of Slacker and Steve are going to attack him now and not look at the whole situation. It's like, who cares how this girl got pregnant? But like, could you make a reasonable assurance that you'll for sure be back in 4 months? Can you say 5, 6? When would you for sure be back with your husband and your son?
Well, I don't see it being a half a year. To me, that seems like a long time. But if it's longer than 3 months, if it's 4 months, that's, that's practical, too. I can't see just bailing on her if she's trying to juggle this baby. She's never had a baby. I have. I know what that was like. I was exhausted. And at the time, I had help from my mom and my mother-in-law. And she doesn't have any of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so we're going to get some jury members here. Kyle, it makes sense why, I mean, as a man, as a husband and a father, you're like, I want to support my wife, and I'm cool with you quitting your job, because then you'll have more time to do things here. And she's changing the plan. But the universe changed the plan a little bit. So,
And I appreciate wanting to take care of your family. I mean, that's my number one thing. Like, I would rather she came here.
But apparently that's not an option.
We can deal with that here.
Right.
At least that way.
Not really.
Okay.
She has a job. It's not a great job, but it's not something she can give up. She just, she can't leave where she is right now.
Healthcare and all that with it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
exactly.
Hang on, guys.
Does Trish stay or does Trish go?
That's where, and your head is. It sounded to me like at the beginning you were ready to let
it go. I just wanted to clarify. I wasn't taking sides. I just wanted to clarify.
Oh, your clarification sounded very much like a side taking. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just tough.
This is tough.
You've made a vow to your husband, and you're a mother, but your kid is 14, so he's kind of self-sufficient.
Right. And let me ask you this. I always thought a pregnant woman is fine until like the last couple of weeks before it's go time.
Yeah.
And then it's after that she needs the most help.
I mean, we're still 6 weeks away.
So we're down
away.
To 3 months. We
so
can be done.
If she leaves here in a month, then she's out there for a couple of weeks for the buildup for some nesting stuff. And then, the first 3 months are pretty, first couple months are real tough.
So she needs to be there a few weeks before
and then,
okay.
And then be there for a few months.
That's the hard part.
Okay. Being pregnant, I'm not saying it's not hard, but her sister's doing that just fine.
Right.
She's
going to
need the help
birth.
Once the baby comes out.
So, you know what? In the end, Kyle was for it until suddenly he's got to sacrifice now. And he's like, no.
Yeah, you can quit your job. You just can't go there.
Right.
So Steve summed it up. Does Trish go support her sister or does she stay here? Quitting the job sounds like it's going to happen either way. But is she, air quotes, allowed to leave her family, abandon them for 3 or more months? Here we go. We're going to start with Shaylee.
Hi. Yay, guys.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
All right, I'm on Trish's side all the way, man. I'm sorry. This guy is, like, privilege all the way. This is ridiculous. I'm not even going to say white privilege because it's not even, like, a race thing. This is just privilege. You're lucky enough that your wife gets to, like, quit her job right now and even quit her job, because I'm a mom that has to work 2 jobs to even, like, pay the bills. So the fact that you're even lucky enough that she gets to quit, Like,
well,
you're
it sounds like you're
running.
Owning up to your responsibilities, which is what her sister should do.
No, No. You're not ready yet. You need to listen. Also, I will tell you right now that my husband is going through my mom has gone through stage 4 cancer right now, and he's been basically single like dad right now for 2 months, and he's never once complained. You're talking about 3 months of your freaking life, 3 to 4 months of your life. It's 3 months of your life that she's giving to her sister, who is a part of her family. Get over it. Like, that is ridiculous.
Kyle?
Like, when I think, wait, when Steve, I hear you, I think about how much I love my husband. Like, I just realized how much I love my husband right now. Okay. He's amazing. You are being ridiculous.
Kyle, are you ready to be loved that way? I mean, can you imagine what would happen if you made that sacrifice?
I mean, I have no doubt that it would be appreciated.
I have children, too. I have children.
Okay.
I have, my mom has cancer, and I have not been here for my family for a month.
Okay.
And my husband has stepped up and been a single dad, and I realize how hard it is.
Thank you for the call. Christy.
Yay. I'm voting for Kyle because it sounds like she's trying to avoid this marriage. She was working too much to begin with, so she wasn't at home enough. And now that she's quitting the job, it looks like she's looking for another reason to avoid the marriage. So the sister being pregnant is her way out.
Ooh, Trish.
No. That is ridiculous. I don't think that, you know, I was working because we needed, at the time, we needed me to work. I've been working for a long time. My son is 14. I've been working since he was young. I'm not trying to avoid anything. I mean, hey, now, any woman out there that's been married for a long time and has a child, yes, maybe you want, there's breaks that you want, and good for you. That's great. But I am doing this because of my love for my sister.
Nice. You're quitting your job. You're quitting your job to spend more time with your family. And now you're bailing on your family.
That's a part of my family. Do you not have siblings?
Yeah, I have siblings.
But do you not consider them a part of your family?
Yeah,
and you would never leave them.
To be fair, she's not just quitting for her family. She's quitting because the job is terrible.
That's true, too.
Bad for her.
Yeah, it turned out bad.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Christy.
So that my husband can't take my son to baseball games on the weekend because that's what I usually do, please.
Okay. Oh God, we gotta get through this so that the 3 months isn't the beginning of a separation.
Right,
is what we gotta do. We gotta get you guys on the same page, and happy with each other. Yeah. Cindy,
yay. My vote is for Trish. The reason why is I just had a baby all by myself 1 year ago, and I had family, and I don't know how I would have made it without them. And I only had my mom with me in my house for 1 week, and after that, it was all me, and it's still hard. And there, sometimes you can't predict why you don't have family around or the baby daddy, and you can't judge anybody for that. And the fact that she wants to go help her sister is fabulous. And family's all you got. It's only 3 months. Kyle needs to suck it up. Their kid's 14.
Wow.
Well, thank you. Tell my son to suck it up too.
Yeah.
Your son's going to be all right. Your son's going to be all right, but the sister's not. I'm telling you, it is difficult. Difficult.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
And Kyle, did you ever think that in this 3 months, maybe you and Dylan could get even closer? That could be something that you don't even know what that could be.
Nice.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, of course that's going to happen. It's going to. Yeah.
There won't be a choice, really.
There won't be. And I want that. Yeah, we need that actually. But you know, I don't want it to be forced upon us. I want it to be, you know, something natural.
All right, let's get you a couple more jury members in here. Angie,
Yay. I'm with Kyle, and I hear that she's not going to have a job. I understand. I have 3 kids, because I know that's not an issue. But she is a mom first off, and then she is a sister, and 3 months is way too long to be away from your kid, in my opinion. And also, I feel like you're enabling her. She needs to get her stuff together. 3 months is way too long to be helping her out.
Can she go at all?
Thank you.
Oh, I think she should go. I say 3 months. I had people help me for a week. I got my stuff together, and I lived my life. A week.
A
3
week.
Weeks max.
3 weeks max. Okay.
But she have maternity leave. She has all that alone time with just the baby. Why be there when she has, it's just her and a baby. Baby sleeps. You sleep. You get over it. When she starts her job, then, yeah, go there. 3 weeks. Figure it out. Oh. Have her figure it out. Then leave.
Okay.
Let her figure it out.
Nice.
Thank you for the call, Angie.
Sorry.
George.
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
How are you?
Good. Whose side are you on?
I'm on Trish's side.
Why?
Here's why. Trish's family leave for work is actually two-sided. Yeah, she, of course she's trying to get together with both sides of the family, but at the same time, if her sister is in need, that takes precedence. I mean, obviously the husband, Kyle, is doing fine. I mean, they need to bond with their son anyways, but it's at what point in time do you say that your wife is a slave and she can't go help her family?
I don't remember him saying the word slave.
No, she can't. If she can't go, doesn't that mean that he's controlling her actions?
Ooh.
Oh my God. That's such a, oh God.
I don't control my wife in any way.
Then let her go.
That's absurd.
Then let her go.
Then why are we having this conversation?
For Dylan.
For Dylan.
Oh, he played the kid card. Oh, well played.
For your son is why you're having this conversation. We're going to get a couple more in here, and we're going to tell you who won. Andrea?
Yay!
Yay.
Hey, guys. So I'm for Kyle. I'm a mom of three teenagers. She needs to be there for him. But most of all, her sister, you can be there for your siblings, but you can't rescue them. You can help them up. You can give them that helping hand, but you can't rescue them. They got to stand on their own 2 feet. Like the one caller said, go out there for a couple weeks. Then you got to dust yourself off, and you got to get back up, and you got to do your thing. You got to learn how to be a parent. I have three teenagers, and they need me more than my 18-month-old sometimes. It's ridiculous. So, you know, and one more thing. Kyle said something to the point that every woman wants to hear, every wife. He wants to spend time with her. He's talking about his love tank. He wants it to be filled. He's saying something right there. And it's not that her sister doesn't matter. It's that you can help her. You just can't rescue her.
Wow.
Bottom line.
Thank you for the call.
Love tank.
It's on my short list for band names now. Daniel?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
I think I'm on Trisha's side, but I'll let you guys decide.
Okay.
What's in this for Kyle?
What do you mean?
I mean, why don't you give him to me for 3 months? We all know I have a little bit of a reputation around here. And what happens okay. when she's gone? She's gone. It happens. Well, let him have some fun while she's gone.
Let who? Kyle have some fun? So you want... So
let him hang out with me for a little while.
Okay, then you're on Kyle's side after everything you just said there, because Kyle's
but Trish gets to go, so then I'm on her side technically.
Okay. The debauchery that Kyle, you don't want to go with Daniel. Trust me,
right.
Your marriage will definitely. Thank you for the call, though, Daniel. We appreciate it. Here's the deal, and I'm not sure how you're going to take it, but have you ever seen a great mate debate this close?
On Facebook, it was neck and neck, back and forth. But at the end, Kyle pulled away.
Our Shazam is 51-49.
Dang.
And it's pretty much it's pretty much the same on the phones.
Trish.
You're not you can probably go, but you're not going for 3 months.
Is that okay?
If you abide by it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, marriage is about compromise, and I understand that. I also know that a woman's intuition, usually mine, always serves me very well.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart feels that I need to be there. But I have taken into what all these callers have said, and it makes sense. And I think that Kyle and I need to have a talk maybe about me going for once for a month and a half or something.
Nice.
Maybe two max.
Nice.
I'm into that. Like, you know, I don't love it, but if it's got to happen, it's got to happen.
Sweet.
Nice,
get your love tank filled tonight.
Love tank.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
honestly,
you. Yes.
We appreciate the debate. So hang tight.
Yeah.
That
was neck and neck.
It was neck and neck. But in the end, what you were saying, a lot of the Facebook people are saying is, this is your family's your family.
Right.
But You chose these people. This is your new priority.
Yeah.
And it's kind of got to be. If you want to keep the argument going, hit us up on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.